Democratic opposition to President Trump was on full display Saturday, but so was the more immediate question facing Democrats, one that California Senator Kamala Harris posed from the stage.
This is a moment in time that is requiring us each, as individuals and collectively, to look in a mirror and ask a question. Who are we?
Outside the hall, Krista Kahn of Romney, who runs a livestock rescue program, was quick to downplay the gravity of that question, at least as far as a party nominee goes.
I don't care who it is, really. as long as it's got a D in front of their name.
But as Kahn, who says her dream ticket would be Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, continued to talk, it became clear that having a nominee from the party's left was a priority.
We've been getting crumbs for 20 years now, and I just say we snatched the whole loaf of bread. We want it all, and we want it now.
For others, like Ruth and Math Davis of Durham, the whole loaf approach is something to fear. The couple supports Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar to varying degrees.
Being here today has opened up a lot of thoughts. I started out as a Warren supporter. My husband is an Amy supporter and was concerned about her.
Well, I'm concerned about the Democratic Socialist platform of free college and the health care for all. And I think that the far left, I think, is dangerous. I mean, I think it puts the Democrats in a tough position.
Other Democrats, like John Bressler, who lives in Bow, says for him, the tough position Democrats are already in dictates a pragmatism unbound by ideology or by the courtship rituals traditional for many New Hampshire Democrats.
For me personally, I'm still waiting to see a breakout candidate who shows they can beat Trump. To me, that's more important than their policies. So instead of playing the game of whose team am I on, or who knows how I like my steak, or who calls me on my birthday, I just want to stand back and say, who can rid me of this priest?
That may take time to answer, but one thing this convention proved for the many candidates hoping to fit that bill is that activists here are ready to consider the question. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.